Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this interview and pieces of advice segment. This is with Mulana Musa Lahir, alhamdulillah. The date today is the 13th of Rabiul Awal 1446 in South Africa. Other areas of the world, it is the 14th of Rabiul Awal 1446. Let's welcome Hazrat Mulana Musa Lahir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, jazakallah khair for having us.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us, Mulana. What's on Mulana's mind for today?
Two things, Mulana.
Gee.
One is, I think people need to really understand the harms of this photography and videography thing.
Mm.
So, I'm going to say it as it is, Mulana.
Gee,
there was a
no
program
problem.
That took place at the masjid here in Johannesburg. And subhanallah, you know, all in the name of being good program, in the sense that, you know, Quran is being recited. There's lots of good that's taking place. But then we go and soil the program by bringing in cameras in a masjid, by bringing in TV screens in the masjid. Now people will say, okay, all right, this is how people will think. It's just a live feed that's taking place. Fine. You want to use technicality, live feed. But I've heard this from, you know, they say you hear it from a horse's mouth. People who had actually attended the program. Now there was a karate program taking place for boys as well as girls. Now they're going to show the winner of the girl on a screen to menfolk.
Hmm.
How? How does that become justified? Then you've got ladies sitting in the ladies section that are viewing the menfolk reciting the Quran.
Hmm.
You know, Maulana, I think this whole thing of videography and photography has been trivialized so greatly in the Ummah that it is plaguing us. Children of today, the moment they get a cell phone, the moment they touch a cell phone, first thing, what are they doing? Selfie. Selfie like this, selfie posing like that. And what does this, right? One is leave the hurmat, the forbiddenness, if I can call it, of photography and videography one side. What does this create in a child? It creates ujub, it creates riya, it creates takabbur in the children. Now they think that they are be all and end all. This is what is happening in the Ummah, that is plaguing the Ummah. And we as an Ummah, now, you know, a lot of people are going to say, but now why speak about these things? We are disuniting the Ummah. See, we are not disuniting anything. We are speaking what is haq versus batil. Now, we accept this in a masjid today. We bring in a television crew in the masjid today. Tomorrow, what's left of the sanctity of the masjid? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, there's another program that's taking place, Qira'a Jalsa, and I was invited for this program. And, well, let me just say it as it is. Sheikh Ahmed Naina is coming to the country.
True.
And Mulana, I have a love for Naina, you know, particularly Dr. Ahmed Naina, because in the early days of Channel Islam, when he used to come, I've traveled widely with this man.
Hmm.
And he's gifted. When I say gifted, Sheikh Naina will cause the hair on my hand to raise when he reads Quran, because he's really gifted. So when I was invited for this program on Wednesday, the first question I asked them, hey, any television crew going to be there? Any cameras going to be there? Because imagine now, your intentions are just to go and sit and listen to beautiful Quran, and now you're trapped, literally trapped, because They bring in these cameras. In fact, I had initially intended to attend this program of Naina. I'm not saying that there's going to be cameras there. Listen very carefully. Don't put words in my mouth. You know, sometimes listeners will distort it. Mm. But then I thought about it. And I said, look, even if there isn't cameras, even if there isn't a television crew, and as much as I love listening to Dr. Ahmed Naina, who's now a very senior Qari, you know, the fact of the matter remains that the audience is going to take out their cell phone.
Mm.
And I don't think there will be much control over that there. And hence I decided, you know what, Wednesday night, just leave it out. Alhamdulillah, another program popped up, which is 100 million times even better. My Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Dawood Sirat Sahib Daman Barakatuhu will be delivering a program in Nigel. So Alhamdulillah, Nurun Ala Nur, we attend that program now.
And inshallah, Mulana can read the Qiraat there, inshallah.
Okay, I don't know about that. But yeah, you know, Mulana, you know, this is really on a serious note now, you know. Photography, people don't realize the harms of photography. People don't realize that this is something that, imagine, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that the most harshest and the most difficult punishment in the Akhirah will be Musawwirun, those who take pictures. Those who take pictures. Now, again, here, you know, people are going to start with the whole digital photography and the whole, if you call it analog photography. Leave that to the Muftis. We have Hazrat Mufti Sahib, alhamdulillah. They can discuss that. At the end of the day, what is the need? I want to ask the question, what is the need for this year?
Hmm.
There is no need, absolutely no need whatsoever. I've heard people that have been sitting, and again I say from the horse's mouth, husbands will phone me, and they tell me, Maulana, we were sitting and we were watching Hilal TV, and you know, there's this very fancy mufti, sheikh, you know, and he's quite dashing, mashallah, Allah increase him in that. But at the end of the day, the wife is sitting there and saying, oh, he's such a handsome man. He's such a handsome man. Do we know what we are saying? We're saying that I'm committing zina of the eye and I'm acknowledging it to the person whom I have the most and greatest intimacy with, my own husband.
Hmm.
So what happens? That bichara husband is sitting there. Now, you know, Maulana, especially in today's time, hair loss is a big thing, you know.
Gee.
I think people already by the age, you're still young, mashallah, Maulana. I don't know if you've got all your hair still. I haven't seen you for a long time. But we bichara, we start losing our hair. We start going gray. Not to say that it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. And I, most people will have this, they call it what, a dad bob. Or bob dad. Or I don't know what they call it. A little bit of a stomach. All right. There's no excuse. Right. That we should look after our health. Right. But this bichara fellow, he's got all of these things, and he's telling me that, Maulana, now what do I do? I told him, hey, get in shape. Don't go to a gym. Start running. Start running. Start jogging. Start, you know, looking after yourself in the confines of your home. Do some 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, you know. Start. But at the end of the day, this is the reality that a single photo can cause in a home.
Gee.
It can cause destruction, absolute destruction.
Gee. And Mulana, this to go. I was reading this article. This is not from a Muslim even. This is from a non-Muslim who says that when you have such cameras, especially for TV, you're having cameras for all this latest Hilal TV and all of this here. You can't use your ordinary complexion to go in there, because they say the flash of this camera, the flash and the camera together, that's what makes your skin look bad. So in order to combat that, they have to put makeup so that everything blends in and you look natural. So they're not putting makeup. They say, we're not putting makeup to look smart. We're just putting makeup to look like our natural selves. So it's the same thing where, Mulana, you mentioned about the woman, you're looking, Allah gives you a strict instruction, straightforward. Imagine in so many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes the believing men and females in one instruction. For this particular instruction in verse 30, Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a specific instruction. That verse 30 for the males, verse 31 specific for the females. Lower your gazes. And Mulana, another thing people say, which is actually a mockery, and maybe we should, now is the right time to alert people as well, because we don't want people to, it's just like, you know, you're driving and you see the camera, we're warning you before time. There's a camera there. It's going to catch you. So before you get caught, here's the warning. People say, Mulana, and you can advise us, Mulana, that they say that we take one look, but it's a nice, lovely, long look. But it's the gaze is only one. Isn't this like mocking the verses of the Quran Sharif and the Sharia in a way?
Absolutely. And interesting, Mulana, and Jazakallah khair for bringing up that. I think the listeners need to start opening the Quran Sharif and read Surah An-Nur. Read this. Our women folk especially must read this, understand it, the translation. Obviously now, if you want to go into a little bit more depth, I don't want to make you mufassirun and mufassirat and all of that there, but get a copy of Ma'riful Quran and read these verses, these two verses that Mawlana spoke about. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَخُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ and قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَخُدُّنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Read these verses of the Quran, because this is a direct injunction from the Quran Sharif, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our constitution. I mean, there is not a single, okay, maybe I'm going to retract that, but if you take our old Darul Ulum, right? Azad Bal, Zakaria Park, Isipingo, Springs Darul Ulum, these were the Newcastle, these were the very old Darul Ulum. I've never heard of a Darul Ulum that promoted or said that, you know what, photography is fine. You know, there is no greater honor in this dunya, perhaps. And of course, Mawlana, we've studied, and that's why I'm speaking in these terms. The day you farigh, the day you complete your alim course, right? Although it's the beginning of the journey, but you will see grown men sobbing and crying, right? I don't know if you cried, Mawlana. I know I shed a few tears. Mm. And it's really an emotional thing. Mm. Very, very emotional for the young students that are graduating as ulama, young ulama. If there was an opportunity of bringing in a camera and all of that, that would have been the opportunity.
Mm.
But our akabirin, may Allah reward them, may Allah bless them, may Allah keep them with ikhlas and istiqamah and keep the nur and the guidance over us for eternity. Till today, right, I'm almost, 30 years, 25 years out of Darul Ulum. Till today, I've never heard of a single camera in any of those jalsa.
Mm. And even if someone lifted up their phone, there was, I recall in our, it was probably the year before we finished, meaning the course. So there, someone displayed a camera, and Mullah Shabir Saluji Damat Barakatuh, our principal, made an announcement that no cameras, and severe warnings were spoken. In fact, Mulana Buran Mia, also Damat Barakatuh, had spoken on this, and we've got the recordings as well, the strictness on this, informing those who are farigh now that this is an important matter.
So, look, Mulana, you will find the chances, you know, where people will hide a camera and that they obviously now whatever we can see, we can see. Whatever we can't see, we can't see.
Hmm.
But this is one of the reasons in today's Damana I don't like performing nikahs.
Hmm.
I don't like performing nikahs. I try to shun away from it. You know, there's a lot of other senior ulama, mashallah, go and ask them. And because almost every, the only one time I recall, Molana, so this couple had approached me, well, the husband, obviously, had approached me at Masjid Falah and to perform the nikah. And they were not from the area, obviously. So I said, by all means, but I laid the rule down. I said, see here, there will be no allowance for any cameras in the masjid. So he was quite taken back. But you know what? It's my big day. And this. I said, see, you know what? It's your big day. Even more importantly, you should not allow a camera in. So he said, okay, but Maulana, I want to capture the memory. You know, this is how they talk, right? I want to capture the memory. So I said, you know what? I will record the nikah with my own cell phone and I'll send it to you on WhatsApp, the audio. So then he went a step further and he got very excited when I said this here. He said, okay, Maulana, will you allow a recording system? You know, like a small microphone and recorded audio. And I said, yes, I have no problem with that. Hmm. You can bring that, you know. And he actually brought it. He brought it. There was a company or whatever it is, a business that does this audio recordings. And they came and they recorded it. And he was so happy, alhamdulillah, he left. But I know in today's zamana, especially when it comes to nikahs, and now, of course, it's gone into jalsas and all of that. There's always the snipers, you know. Call them the snipers. Because they're hiding the cameras away there. And you can barely see them sometimes. And so, you know what? Somebody has to perform the nikah. We can't all shun away from it like what I'm doing. I'm just being the coward here. But, you know, if the community had to respect the rules and regulations, then we wouldn't have a problem. You know, Maulana, once when I was in Salah Masjid, we were sitting for itikaf, and we know the rule of sunnah itikaf is that a person cannot go to the wuzu khana if it is out of the boundary of the masjid to wash one's hands before eating or after eating. You have to do all of this within the confines of the masjid. And alhamdulillah, that year we had about 15 odd people sitting for itikaf for this nakara. And so I was approached to say that you cannot wash your hands in the masjid. You have to go out and wash your hands. And it became an argument. And it became more than an argument. Sort of a voice battle took place, you know?
Hmm.
And what have you. And anyway, that story ended, and I held my gun as far as this is concerned, because Masail is Masail, you know, this is what we've been taught. And then, later that evening, we went to go meet with this person and what have you. Do you know what the comment was? Well, Maulana Musa is a different alim, and there are other senior ulama who are different. So, for instance, Maulana Musa doesn't allow television, but these other ulama, they allow television. Now, where did it start and where did it end?
Hmm.
It started off with the rules of engagement in itikaf.
Hmm.
And now you're comparing me to other ulama when it comes to this television story. Because I was very, very outspoken with regards to there is no such thing as an Islamic television. These were the words I would use.
Hmm.
You don't call it an Islamic television. This is a normal TV station. Don't call it Islamic. It's got nothing to do with Islam.
Hmm.
Because Islam forbids this type of thing. But, and I think more and more, again here, people are going and they're licking the boots of the Saudi regime.
Hmm.
Because the Saudi regime will broadcast the Taraweeh, they will broadcast every single Salah. When it comes to the 5 days of Hajj, then they are in Arafah, they're in Mina, they're in Muzdalifah, they pride themselves with the numbers and what have you that have arrived there. And so, because the Saudi regime is doing this here, we need to bring that home.
Hmm.
So, my question to the public is, right, if the Saudi regime is a assisting in the brutal genocide, which they are, of Israel, then bring it home as well. Let's also destroy the Muslims here. We have so much of respect for the Saudi regime. See, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, they pride themselves on this title. They are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them as custodians of the Haramain Sharifain. However, it doesn't mean that everything that they are doing within the confines of Haramain Sharifain is legitimate and 100% in accordance to Sharia. I can assure you there is a whole host of things that have been done contrary to Sharia.
Exactly.
And it's getting worse and worse by the year.
I'm happy you brought that up, Mulana, because that's the other portion of this. Because let's look at the reality and let's look at facts. On Friday, Jummah, at the Lodium Masjid, now we're screaming Palestine, Palestine, Gaza, Gaza. And the U.S. regime is sponsoring all of this, the killing, the bloodbath that is taking place in Gaza. MBS yesterday and the Saudi regime wants to improve their ties with the U.S. soldiers. All of this is taking place. Then the Imam comes and he makes a special dua for the Khadim of the Haramain Sharifain. And as well, he mentions Waliul Ahd. Waliul Ahd is MBS. So all of this, imagine making dua. Ya Allah, you assist these people. These people who are destroying deen, they are locking up those who spoke the truth and are speaking the truth. Anybody who is a threat to them, they get locked up or they get killed or something happens. And they pushing for this 2030 Dajjali vision, the Neom vision, all of this. Where does it stop then? When another person has to come, then we make a big noise to say that this person, if Netanyahu had to come himself, it would have been a big thing. Or let's take, maybe not Netanyahu, if someone else, one of the spokespeople of America is to come, then we will throw riots and everything. But here is a person who can't speak against, who can't speak in favor of those who are giving their lives. And this is why Hamas, Sinwar and all of them are so angry with the Arab leaders. And this, I'll send it to you, inshallah, Mulana, this article. Yvonne Ridley, she's a revert. She criticized the whole regime. And I was happy because, you know, normally they say these people are just the Diobandi scholars or they are just this or that or whatever it is, just making. But this is a revert. And she's exactly saying the exact same thing.
You know, Mulana, Hajj time, a friend of mine got locked up in Saudi. And it made news here, so it's no secret. And he's a good friend of mine. When I say a good friend, a very close friend of mine. Right. Margaret sometimes goes a little bit off, like all of us, you know. but he just left the haram. I think it was in Medina, country court. And he happened to walk past the Starbucks, because his hotel was. He walked in and he gave them his mouthful, mashallah, you know. And everything was sweet till then, until an Arab that was there said, "My brother, why are you shouting at us about the Starbucks? This one is not owned by Israel. This one is owned by Saudi, you know, the Saudi local." And mashallah, he said, "Well, the Saudi bootlicking and the puppets of of MBS and the Israelis." And wallahi, Maulana, in 2 minutes, he said there were 11 security, high-profile security personnel that dropped him. And he's not a young man. He's a diabetic and he's, you know, not a young man. He's got full gray beard, mashallah. And pushed him around and locked him up. And he was in for 2 days until, mashallah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, they deported him. And I'm saying alhamdulillah because he could have spent a long time there. So they deported him. And he told me when he was traveling via that same suburb via Dubai. And obviously, we didn't know that Dubai doesn't allow voice calls. So he started voice noting and I could hear this guy is really hyped up, you know. And subhanAllah, when he came back, that's when that whole adrenaline just dropped. And he got sick and anyway, he slept for I don't know how many days he slept for. Mm. But this is the point. So where's the freedom of speech? So they'll say, no, it's not about freedom of speech. It's that we don't want to cause an uprising. You know, everywhere you go in the world, no one wants to create an uprising until you find a young Mujahid man in Jordan who says, enough is enough. And he takes his truck and he rams through and he shoots those Israelis. Why? Because he's had enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's had enough. Ummatul Muslima, when are we going to say, I've had enough? We all, like you said, want to chant. The ruh, the dam, nafika, ya afta, the ruh. We want to jump like, I don't know what we are jumping like, and we want to do all of this here. But when it comes to these type of things, photography, attending these type of I don't even have a description for it, Maulana, so-called jaltas, because there's nothing Islamic there again.
It was a cinema, let's be honest. It was a cinema.
Cinema, that's the right word. Yeah, that's the exact right word, Maulana. We want to go to the cinema in the masjid. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ Allah says the masajid are for Allah.
Hmm.
These mutawallis around South Africa who are holding on to the power of being a mutawalli, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're holding on to that power and you're allowing these illegitimate acts to take place. Shame on you. Shame on you. Really, you are going to answer in the qabr before your death. Come, rectify what you are doing.
Mulana, just before we leave you, there was just 2 days ago, we must inform the Ummah of this as well. 2 days ago, they celebrated Donald Trump's initiation, the Abrahamic Accord. And we know all the countries that are on there. Saudi is just stalling for a few moments, but we know they are together with them. Eventually, they are just stalling. MBS was also scared of his life because of normalizing these ties with Israel. Let's be frank, they had a meeting. I saw it on the Arab news as well, that all of this, our South African ulama also on these pictures there as well. There was a bigger agenda. It's not just they came. Imagine for Imam of the Haram to say, I want to meet each of the contestants personally. It's not just that. There's a bigger agenda here. And Allah forbid, Allah protect us, give us the ability to wake up before it is too late. But this is leading to that. Let not our Islam become contaminated. Mulana, just 20 seconds for your comment, inshallah. And inshallah, we can then end the program.
Well, in the last 2 days, I've been out of the news. Please send it to me, number one,
Gee.
So that I can keep abreast with what's happening. But yeah, you know, on the outset, this is the thing, you know, all of them coming together. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُسْكِوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِينَ It's just tongues, you know. Everybody will have tongues, and they will go on and go on and go on and try to extinguish the nur of Allah Ta'ala, put up a cinema 2-3 kilometers away from Makkah Mukarramah, Haram Sharif. Put up a cinema 2-3 kilometers away from Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wassalam. And we will bootlick, you know. That's the reality of it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah guide us.
Ameen. Ameen.
Sorry for coming across a little angry, but these things, you know, it's a continuous cycle, Mulana, over and over again. We're not learning.
And the reality is, Mulana, this discussion, alhamdulillah, it's warned us, it's opened up, because if we're not going to do it, if someone doesn't take on this responsibility, then we can expect a punishment because Allah's wrath will come upon us. So this is important. Jazakumullah khairah. Make dua for us, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum.
Mulana, you take care, inshallah. I'm leaving on Thursday for Qahira, inshallah. And make dua that Allah takes us with afia.
Ameen.
The work, inshallah.
Ameen. Allah accept. Ameen. Make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.